Grace and peace to you. We gather together this evening to remember the night our Lord and Savior gathered with his disciples in an upper room to celebrate their final meal with one another. I want to welcome you this evening to Parma Christian Church. You're welcome to join us here each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. for our Facebook Live service. For any visitors who are joining with us today, I am Reverend Nancy Dunn, the interim pastor here at Parma Christian Church. Richard Woodward is our organist and pianist. Daryl Cravanos is our IT technician and videographer. And our elder for the day is Marianne Woodward. As we worship together this evening, our service is focused on Christ's table, and we extend to you the invitation to partake of Holy Communion with us. We believe that this table and your table at home are extensions of Christ's table, and all are invited to participate. I invite you to use whatever you may have in your home for bread and the cup. You may have, if you received one of the gift bags that we took out to our members, you may have one of our disposable communion cups with bread and juice, and we invite you to use that if you have that. Let us continue our worship with our call to worship this evening.
This is the day Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. This is the day Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room. This is the day Christ took a towel and washed his disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us. This is the day Christ our God gave us this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may here proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment, to love one another as he loved them. Write this commandment in our hearts. Give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, who gave his life and died for us, yet is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson this evening comes from the Gospel of Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 26. This is the scripture that recounts the Lord's Last Supper with his disciples. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and said to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many. Truly I tell you, I will never drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So when ministers go to seminary, they learn lots of new words, lots of churchy words, and church jargon that sometimes confuses us more than it helped us learn and understand theological principles that are associated with them. Well, one of the words that I learned when I went to seminary that captures the essence of what we do here tonight is the word called anamnesis. Anamnesis. It's not the easiest word to say, and for a long time it really wasn't the easiest word to remember what it meant until I realized the irony in that, because anamnesis literally means to remember. That is just a basic definition, though, because at the heart of it, anamnesis, as the church uses the word, means more than simply remembering. It means recalling vividly, reliving, bringing the past into the present to inform us of who we are as Christian people. Tonight is all about anamnesis. It is about remembering Jesus, his words, his actions, his purpose, and above all, his love for us and his command that we love each other. It's about remembering these things not as a part of a distant event long, long ago that happened thousands of years ago, but as a currently lived reality for us. When we gather around the table tonight, we gather together to remember, to recall the story, the life, the teachings, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Each time we gather together and we eat bread and we drink from the cup, we remember these things. We are living out Christ's story in our lives. But truly, I tell you, that remembrance goes even beyond this table. It goes beyond the doors of the church. That remembrance becomes a very part of our being. It becomes a part of our lives in a real and tangible way. It creates connection between us so that no matter where we are, that memory connects us one to another. It even helps enables us to remain connected to each other beyond death. Think for a moment about holidays and holy events of your childhood. Most of us have specific memories around holidays that are tied to special foods and meals that we have during different times of the year. I know I recall those special dishes that my grandparents made each year for us, and even though I try to replicate some of those dishes now, I know I can't quite get it exactly right. But as I spend time in the kitchen preparing those meals, I recall with love the times that I spent with my grandparents. You see, that is what Jesus was doing with his disciples during their last night together. Jesus gathered with them to celebrate the Passover, a very important and special holiday for him and his disciples. And then during that mealtime together, Jesus created a special moment, a new memory for them. He wanted them to never forget his love for them. He wanted to give them this special memory of their last meal together. So Jesus took bread, and after he blessed it, he broke it and he gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And then he takes a cup, and after giving thanks, he gives it to them and says, "To drink of it." Now, in our tradition here at Parma Christian Church and in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, we believe that this holy moment between Jesus and his disciples is important to our understanding of our own relationship with Jesus. Each week, we invite all who are with us and who are wished to participate to gather around the table to remember. We remember the love that Christ had for his disciples, and we remember the love that Christ has for us. This table is about more than just remembering that love, though. It is at the heart of our worship. It is at the heart of our sanctuary. More importantly, it is at the heart of who we are as followers of Christ. This table is the place where we share the love of Christ with one another. It is that love that is found in our very beings with each other. It is not just a table for memories, though. It is a place where we are called to share that love of Christ through our stories and in our very lives. Each time we gather around the table, we do remember, and then through those memories, we bring that love of Christ into the present with us. But if that's all we do, then we're only living out part of our call as Christians. We are meant to do more than just remember. Anamnesis is about more than just remembering. It's also about sharing the stories of the faith. It's about sharing Christ's love for us. We are called to remember, but we're also called to share our stories of how Christ's love has manifested itself in our lives. Beyond sharing the stories of Christ's love for us, we are also called to live out that love in our lives every day. This act of remembering Christ's last meal with his disciples becomes a call for living out Christ's commandment to love one another. And that love is to be shared here around this table. It is to be shared around a table where all are invited to participate. It is also a love that is to be shared in our everyday connections with each other. We share that love through grace and forgiveness that we give each other. We share that love through helping others to ensure that they have enough food to eat at their table. We share that love through listening to others as they share their own stories about how Christ is in their lives. We share that love through healing words of mercy and through our prayers. Tonight is about remembering. It's about anamnesis. It's about remembering that a simple meal that becomes more than just a simple meal. Tonight, as we are gathered around this table, let us remember. But let us also commit ourselves to living out that call to do more than just remember. Let us commit ourselves to living out the call to love one another, and to share that love with the world. Amen. As we come to our time of prayer this evening, we lift up all of our prayer concerns, those that are spoken and unspoken, and we pray that God will hear them and know and give love to those who need it. Let us pray together tonight. God of love, during Holy Week, we give you thanks for this night that Jesus shared with his disciples. Between the public parade of Palm Sunday and the public charade of Good Friday is this intimate hour. Though even now we do not fully understand, we long to follow his example, to serve as he served, to love as he loved. We confess that we failed to love you with the totality of our beings, nor have we loved our neighbors completely as ourselves. But we remember that Jesus welcomed to his table those who would betray, deny, and desert him. Show us the same grace that we may learn how to truly be his disciples. God of tenderness and compassion, on the night before he died, Jesus set a table for his disciples. They took off their sandals and sat down in the presence of their teacher and Lord, who washed their feet one by one. We pray for people whose feet are tired and dusty from hard labor, from those whose backs are bent by care and worry, for those laid low by illness or guilt or grief. Wash away, we pray, the tiredness of our bodies and souls. Hold gently in your healing hands the broken places in our lives and relationships. Be our company in isolation, our source of hope in despair, and the way forward at every dead end. God of all good gifts, thank you for setting a table of welcome for everyone, for making room whether we are faithful or faithless or failures. We pray that all who are hungry will find enough to eat and clean water to drink as we share and live more responsibly. Teach us to sit down with enemies, sharing common meals and common hopes. Make us true servants of yours for the sake of the world. Teach us to love as you love for the sake of the world. We pray for faith that is worth handing on to yet another generation for the sake of the world you love. We pray this in the name of and spirit of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You are invited at this time to gather what you have in your home to use for the bread and the cup as we celebrate Holy Communion with one another.
Thank you. The Apostle Paul reminds us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he broke bread and he blessed it and he said, "This is my body, broken for you." And after supper, he took a cup and he blessed it and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant of my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of your sins." Each time we eat of this bread and we drink from this cup, we proclaim our Lord and Savior's life, death, and resurrection until he comes again. Let us pray.
Our Lord and brother Jesus, we remember how you loved us till your death. And yet we celebrate, for you are with us now. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. Amen.
This is the body of Christ, broken for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Holy God, for gathering us together at this table in this moment in time. Though separate, your Holy Spirit and this bread and cup bind us together as one body in Christ. We go forth from here strengthened in love and committed to bear witness to hope that never dies. Through our words and deeds, may we tell the story of life that always overcomes death. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. Just a few announcements. Tomorrow evening, St. Peter United Church of Christ has invited us to join with them for their Good Friday service, which will be on their Facebook page at 7:30 in the evening. We will post a link to their page tomorrow evening. Easter Sunday service will be at 10:45 a.m. It will be here on Facebook Live. We are still thinking about what that might look like as an indoor or outdoor service. If you're planning to worship with us in person on Easter Sunday, please contact Marianne Woodward and let her know. We may be outside in the pavilion. More than likely, though, we may be indoors with the windows open. But just let us know so that we can prepare a place for you. We will be limiting indoor sanctuary worship to a number of 30 people. Our worships will continue to be on Facebook Live each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. As we go forth from our worship this evening, let us know that Jesus has set the example for us to serve others as he served us, to love one another as he has loved us. Let us go and do likewise so that everyone will know that we are Christ's disciples. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.